My mindset with the keep down was to, you know, it was another chance for me to, you know, get out on the field a little bit more. You know, this year I haven't been on the field as much. And you definitely want to take advantage of those opportunities that you get. So when Tlaib, you know, said he wasn't playing and that he was going to be down, I just looked at it as I got to step up and use this opportunity to, you know, get better.
Can you walk us through what you were seeing, what happened on that pick six?
He did an under route. We was in man coverage, and I was trailing behind him. And, you know, I kind of saw the corner of my eye that the ball was kind of high. And I kind of anticipated the drop. And when it flew in the air, I just kind of found it and, you know, took it to the house.
Brother, you faced Rivers a lot. Did you it seemed like you tipped an awful lot of passes at the line of scrimmage,
yeah,
and that you sort of had a feel of where he wanted to go with the ball today overall?
Yeah, he has the way he throws is kind of a low delivery. So that was one thing that we emphasized with the D-line, which they always do a great job of getting their hands up and knocking the ball down. And I think we got at least four or five of those today, and they were crucial.
Can you talk about what the defense was thinking when your coach Wade got hurt and had to go out, and just talk about how the defense kind of rallied around him?
It was just another person that was down. You know, Tlaib was down. The beginning of the game, Kayvon was down. So us as corners, we knew we had to step up because we only had three guys left. And when Wade went down, it was like, man, what's going on? I was scared, you know. I just wanted to make sure he was okay. And, you know, all signs are saying that he's good and he'll be fine. But Reggie, our linebacker coach, he stood up and was like, I got this. I got y'all. You know, me and Wade made this defense together. So I'm more than capable, and we just rounded it around him.
Bradley, you guys consistently defensively find a way to score touchdowns. Is that something that, I mean, you obviously emphasize that it worked for you all last season, especially when the offense is struggling. Do you think about that throughout the game?
Definitely. I think it's something that we cultivated last year. We did that last year, and we continue to do that. I think it's part of the players on this team, on this defense. We're playmakers, you know, and it can come from anywhere. So I think that is one of the bigger reasons why we got to the Super Bowl last year, and that's one of the reasons why we continue to be successful.
What did you make of Lorenzo Doss's game? He had another big role too.
Doss stepped up big. It was his first game really getting that action, and he dropped two picks. You know, we always clown him because he drops them in practice, but he's always there, you know, so the next thing is just catching it. So he made a great play on fourth down on the goal line, and, you know, sky's the limit for him as well. So he's just learning from all of us, and he played great today.
What problems has Phillip Rivers, a guy with so much experience that you see a lot of,
yeah,
but he continues to change up his game, and he's a never-quit guy. He's a tough guy.
He's a true competitor. He's definitely one of the most competitive quarterbacks in this league for sure. He's one of the smartest. You can't really trick him, you know. The way they set their offense up, they kind of – he's able to see what you're in before he snaps the ball, and he makes great decisions. So he's always a tough battle when we play him, and I like playing against guys like that because it raises my level as well. Mm-hmm.